105.7 KLZZ, Reno's Classic Rock. Ladies and gentlemen, the man who can, has, and will again. It's Steve Morse. And Steve, you got a long history here in this town, a lot of fans. I mean, we're talking about fans that first latched onto a song called Cruise Control from the Dixie Dregs and became big fans. Then, of course, you put new life into Kansas and made some great music with them. And then one day, Ritchie Blackmore doesn't want to play anymore, and you come on and bring Deep Purple to the world.
Well, it's been almost 26 years since I joined Purple.
Yeah.
And we have been around the world so many times, I can't even count.
See, Deep Purple is one of those bands that it's a global concern. Let me ask you. I'm talking to Steve Morse. Deep Purple will be here, ladies and gentlemen. Grand Theater at the Grand Sierra Resort is where you're going to play. It's going to be Friday night. But it's Deep Purple's long goodbye tour.
Yes, and it's a long tour, that's for sure. It's been a long time so far, and they're planning on extending it as far as I've heard. this is definitely our big kind of solo American tour, and me being the only American in the band, it's a big deal because I've lobbied for this kind of thing for 26 years.
Yeah,
playing in a theater that with just us, it's great because we can, you know.
I saw you last summer with Judas Priest, and it was a big outdoor amphitheater arena kind of thing, and it was good, but imagine you people listening as we're talking to Steve Morse of Deep Purple, imagine seeing the band at the Grand Theater. Now, you opened up with Highway Star last time I saw you. I mean, the set list, it's got to be just a dream come true because the music of Deep Purple, it's such a massive catalog.
It is, and so we divide it up into three or four sections. We have the songs like Highway Star, Smoke of the Water, Hush, things like that that people know and that were on the radio. And then we have the classic sort of album cuts that, you know, a fan of Deep Purple would have heard of. Then we have the new stuff, and then we have some improv bits. And so, you know, put all that together, and that will probably be the show. And, you know, since it's just us, we'll be able to get deeper into the material.
So it was just, it was Ian Gillan's birthday.
I think he's 29.
I had to post one of those pictures of him from back in the day. From back in the day, because Deep Purple was like one of those bands that came along and they had the longest hair. Him, Ritchie Blackmore, Roger Glover, Ian Paice had the longest, and John Lord. What an amazing lineup. And of course, you know, Highway Star, the Machine Head album, it's just one of the best of all time. Hey, we're talking to Steve Morse. Man, it's been a long time since we've seen you in town. Of course, Reno has a passion for you and your music, the Dixie Dregs, the years in Kansas. But of course, the solo tours in town have been kind of legendary. You've had a couple of those. And it's always when you go to a Steve Morse show, it's the guitar player's hero, you know? And I got a chance to see up close the what I would call it, what do you call it, the Franken Telecaster that you built?
Yeah.
It's pretty wicked.
Well, that was a stock Telecaster mated to a stock Stratocaster with some Gibson parts that I put on and four pickups instead of two or three and some different wiring.
Yeah. Steve, I want to thank you for taking the time to come visit with us. Everybody listening, Deep Purple on stage, one band, one night, and deep cuts and improvs and jams and the band at its best. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Look forward to the show, man.
Timmer, thanks so much, Matt.